Welcome to another episode of Catamount Insider. It's presented by Milton Cat. Get equipped and get to work, located on Cat Lane in Richmond. Surprisingly, this is the first time we have had Krista Balow on the podcast. Krista is the Associate Athletic Director for External Relations and Communications, and I am in her favorite state, or one of her favorite states. But Krista, thanks for coming on. How are you?
I'm doing great. My smile feels like it's out of the side of my head right now, seeing you. Really appreciate your time and certainly thinking of me, and we really miss seeing you up here regularly, and you've just been doing an amazing job again. So thank you for keeping us all connected and making things seem somewhat normal in our routine of communicating with you.
Somewhat normal for sure. So how's the general state of the department right now? I feel like I know you're on pretty much every Zoom call with everybody from the top down. How would you say the athletic department's doing right now with everything going on?
You know, like anything, it sounds a little cliche, but everyone's rising to the occasion. You know, I have not been on a call where I've felt like people are complaining or frustrated, confused. I feel like everyone's just kind of embracing the time and the understanding that there's a lot of unknowns. And internally, everyone's struggling, I'm sure, in their own way, as am I in my own way, you know, from my personal life with my two kids and being home with my husband and like working that all out, which we're in a routine now. You know, I think we're day like 46, I think I had in my journal, since we've been here. And I'm really appreciating some time around my family that I may not have normally otherwise had, especially during, like, you know, I have a 3 and 5 year old. It's, while there are challenges, there's some real importance to it and some really good reminders about what is most important in life and what I could have been missing out on a little bit. So that's nice. And just finding the balance. And I think that that's a key word for everyone right now. Where's the balance, you know, for health and well-being in your day, to take time for yourself, to work, to get those meetings done, and certainly spend time and stay connected with your family and friends and colleagues. And I'm really enjoying starting my days, Monday, Wednesday, Fridays, kicking off with our leadership team meeting regularly. And then Tuesday mornings, I meet with our swim coach, good old Jerry Knoyer, who I know you've spoken to.
Oh, yeah. And
then our communicators group for all of campus. So it's been really nice to stay connected with our university colleagues as well on those calls. And again, I think everyone's optimistic that we're going to get back to where we were. But I think we're really trying to figure out what the new normal is going to be and what fall sports are going to look like. And are people going to be, you know, gathering in large groups? And certainly our conferences, America East and Hockey East, are really working hard right now on trying to help support each campus and formulate some different guidelines. I'm a part of a couple committees there for America East specifically, and have really enjoyed connecting with people on other campuses in our positions to really generate some ideas and ultimately, hopefully in the next few weeks, make some decisions that help us understand where we're going better. I think there's a lot of unknown too, just within the state of Vermont and certainly within some of our opponents, you know, between New York and New Jersey and Maryland and et cetera. So we're going to really have to take things day by day. So certainly balance and patience are two things to think about. And I've really appreciated these moments of being able to connect with folks. And even when we don't necessarily have a really structured call, an agenda that we have to stick to, it's nice just to connect with everyone.
So one of the things that I've noticed about you over the last 2 years of being here is how much you love connecting with student athletes. Like, I don't even know if it's in your job description, but I feel like you're always either walking down the hall with a student athlete or mentioning a phone call you had or just checking in with them. So first, kind of why is that important to you to have that connection with not only the people in the department, but the student athletes themselves? And what's that like for you right now?
I miss it terribly. It is in my position description in terms of, you know, when I look at what I do, everything that I do is really for the student athletes, and making sure that they have the best well-rounded experience possible. And, you know, being an alum, I was, I swam for UVM back in 02. I graduated, you know, just a few years ago now. It was a different place, but always had the same values in that way, you know, making sure that we were connected to different folks in the department, and we're having a great overall experience. So I do miss it. I've had a few interactions, which I've appreciated, via email. I had the Zoom banquet the other night with the swim team, which was awesome. I also hopped on a call with the incoming freshman class for the swim team. I've been on a men's soccer Zoom meeting and hope to hop on one of those again soon. And same with skiing. Those are the sports that I supervise. And, you know, I also teach two classes, and recently that's been pretty cool. Like just at the end of the semester, being able to provide some resources to really help students through a challenging time. You know, there's definitely a lot of fear, I think, about what's coming next, especially for the seniors. And we just keep talking about the importance of networking right now and utilizing career services on campus and Catamount Connection. And, you know, there are a lot of different ways for them to certainly get ahead right now, even though the job market might not be, you know, as fruitful as you'd hope.
So I pictured all these UVM Zoom meetings going on like every day and Chris Sabalo just kind of popping in everywhere. So I'm glad that I was kind of right on that. I just figured you were on so many, like, oh, let's just throw Krista in here and see how she's doing. And so that's good to hear that you're keeping up with so many people that are important to you within the department and outside of that. So one reason that we wanted to get you on the podcast this week was to talk about the partnership with Youthscape and the Team Human shirts that are going on. Can you kind of just give anybody who may not know, maybe they didn't see on Twitter or Facebook, what's going on with that connection?
Yeah, so I had Youthscape actually reach out to me. I oversee licensing for the university, and they had reached out about a partnership with us and two other schools to be their test market for this campaign, where all proceeds would go to our local food bank. So $30 for a t-shirt, and all proceeds go to the Chittenden County food shelf. They were obviously psyched about this effort, and things are selling fairly well. We did another push yesterday, and we'll continue that effort. But it's actually a pretty cool story. They reached out to us because before they were really a brand that was selling well, our bookstore was one of the three that took a chance on them. So they've always connected with our buyer, Brendan Andrews over there, who's fantastic. And at the time, Jay Menninger, who had overseen the bookstore, and have always valued that relationship and the connection to Vermont. They're California based, and it's been a pretty cool effort. We've gotten some good vibe on campus too, which I've appreciated. And I think that's a really important message, no matter what unit you're working with or representing, to really think about keeping it local. I think that's no different than what, you know, Vermont stands for in itself, supporting local, but, you know, it's just another unique way to be able to do that.
So I know that you are, as you said, you're an alum, and you've just been in and around this community for such a long time. What are some other things you've seen or other ways that you encourage people to connect with the community and to, whether it's supporting something like a local food bank or anywhere in the area?
So we have a lot of great sponsors that are doing takeout right now. So we've done curbside ourselves. This past weekend, we did takeout from the Windjammer. So that was awesome. And you could actually buy like 16 ounces of the ranch dressing.
Oh,
$5. Awesome. And it's been like the gift that's kept on giving this entire week. So definitely supporting local partners. I've definitely been connecting with people pretty regularly, like reaching out to business owners that I know, just to say hello and check in. On our professional development committee for the department, we've had some really cool initiatives throughout the entire year. And in our latest newsletter, we had a segment about home life, kid life. So we've just been updating this Google Doc with various ideas and ways to engage with yourself and your family members. And that's been super helpful. I mean, everything from like making your own chia pet at home with your kids, which I found the other day. I thought that was so fun.
You can make your own chia. My mom's going to be so mad at me in a couple days when I start making my own chia pet in the kitchen.
Don't forget Mother's Day is coming up.
Oh, I already got the gift.
Don't
tell her though.
Lots of arts and crafts, and, you know, again, trying to just spark little ideas for our colleagues and our community. has really been, I think, helpful and another way for us to engage. And Nora has done a tremendous job, our director of marketing and fan engagement, on Rally's Roundup, our kids club, and sending some pretty regular emails out with updates. Like, I just printed one out for the kids that was design your own jersey. So there's a hockey jersey and a basketball jersey that you can print out. And, you know, again, there's a kind of a call to action back that you can send it to Rally for his feedback. So that's housed on our website, uvmathletics.com, under Fan Zone. We also have Zoom backgrounds. That's been fun just to see people playing around with. I always appreciate when people put the beach scene. Makes me feel like I'm with you at the Jersey Shore or in the Bahamas.
Yeah, my dad, he plays with them so much. He'll just, every time, because our offices are now right next to each other, and I'll hear him open his Zoom calls and be like, oh, now I'm in San Francisco. I'm like, all right, Dad, cool. So the one thing that I know you work so hard on throughout the year, and everybody at UVM really has to contribute to it, is the Rally Awards. And I know that is totally different this year, but you guys have continued to put in tons and tons of work on it. Can you give us a little glimpse at what the Rally Awards are going to look like this year?
Sure, I'd be happy to. You know, I'm, again, really proud of the way that our team has risen to the occasion. This, it's not an easy topic to talk about. The Rally Awards is something that our student athletes, parents, fans, staff, coaches, everyone really looks forward to. You know, I'm on the pool deck at championships in February, and the girls are talking about what they're wearing. I mean, it's very much something that people have pride in and look forward to. And certainly the reception before and gatherings after, you know, it's really a tremendous event. And I think we're going into our 16th year of it. And so this year we're going to do things a little bit differently. I mean, everything's virtual now, so that's what we're doing. And the week of May 11th, we will be having multiple segments per day, where we honor student athletes, highlight coaches' accomplishments from this year, interviews with folks across campus as well, doing opening remarks, and then doing our major award winners throughout that week. So you could follow on Twitter. We're also posted on Facebook, Instagram, and everything will be housed on our website. So you can definitely go back and watch those segments. But a huge shout out to Nick Hall and Pete Estes. You know, everyone's heard Jeff say it before, they're magicians. They are like two of my right hands, and they've been tremendous to work on this event with again. And a lot of what you'll see is just going to be them going to work. You know, they've been really, really doing a fantastic job. And again, embracing this change. I'd also say the folks that you're going to see highlighted as not only presenters, but also folks doing remarks. It's really a full-on contribution from across campus. And again, no different than the normal Rally Awards in that way, that we really have an opportunity to showcase some of our other partnerships across campus and let them have an opportunity to speak to our constituents.
And I'm sure we'll all have a decent amount of time to check it out too. So that's good. We have plenty of time for the Rally Awards now. If anybody ever was short on that, we got lots of that. I feel like we've touched on a bunch of little things here and there, but is there anything else you want to talk about before we let you go and you get back to taking care of the crazy house?
No. Yeah, I know. This is like a moment of quiet. I might pretend for another like 20 minutes that we're doing this. should I? No, that's not
a good
right.
idea. I'm not going to lie.
I actually have a meeting with our ski coaches up next. So what can you do? I guess my final request would just be to give a shout out to everyone again for the way that they're handling this from our department and beyond, my awesome colleagues at other schools. And I'd also really encourage feedback. So if any of you are have ideas or you're seeing things that are happening at other schools or pro organizations, other nonprofits, please feel free to shoot me a message on email or at Krista Catamount on Twitter. Can't really say that without laughing. But, you know, customer service is super important. It's one of our pillars within our unit. And it's really important for us, again, to make sure that our fans are heard. And again, we want to engage. That's another, you know, buzzword right now and something that we really stand by. We're looking for all different engagement options. And we really can't wait to see everyone back at our facilities, hopefully in the fall.
All right. Well, we promise to get you on the podcast sometime during the next academic year so that we can just talk fun UVM memories instead of just so much information that people need to know. You have millions and we're excited to get you on. So thanks so much for doing this and we'll talk to you and hopefully see you soon.
Thanks so much, Michael.
And thanks, of course, to all of you for listening. We'll be back next week with some more Catamount Insider. But for now, I'm Michael Lear saying so long. A reminder that Catamount Insider is brought to you by Milton Cat. Get equipped and get to work, located on Cat Lane in Richmond. Everyone stay safe, stay healthy. We'll talk to you soon.